This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's Anarcapulco 2017 at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo in Acapulco, Mexico. It's just an incredible venue. Plenty of space, by the way. So if they have this thing again next year, there's plenty of room for twice as many people to show up. And there are hundreds of people here, most of whom got up bright and early for your speech at 10 o'clock, which actually I got to give the organizers credit. They were smart to not start the speeches at like 9 a.m. because most people are out partying the night before. And so 10 seems like kind of a safe zone where most people can go to sleep at 3 or something like that and still manage to get up for the first 10 o'clock speech. And this room was packed. You had a standing ovation at the end. Larkin Rose is with us here. It's Ian and Mark in our remote studio, and we were talking, just kind of recapping. We like to give our listeners a taste of what the speech was like, but the good news is there's a bunch of video equipment in there, so presumably at some point, I don't know when, but video of your speech in full will be available.
Right, right. Yeah, that's the plan that we... I don't know when either,
right,
but
yeah. when it's done. So we were talking about, you know, the ideas of the state as some sort of great protector versus what it really is, which is, of course, that which is violating all kinds of rights, destroying lives all around the globe, and, you know, having to shake people out of their slumber somehow to get them to realize these things. It's easy task.
Right, and having them see the distinction between what they really want and what they really believe in, and the mythology they were taught that twists that. So I went through to, you know, I bashed the Constitution, which most people say, how could you? That's about
sacred
freedom.
Sacred cow.
Right, totally sacred cow. Shish kebab time. and I pointed out...
What I thought was so funny about that, and you point out correctly, is that people don't understand is the vast majority of the people that advocated for the United States to be free disliked the Constitution.
Right, the people who, it wasn't the United States yet, but the people who wanted the American Revolution, the, you know, the main people who made that happen, like Thomas Paine and Patrick Henry, didn't like the new Constitution. They knew it was going to be a disaster. Yeah, Jefferson, he was in France at the time, but he didn't like it either.
He didn't like it, yeah.
And because they knew it was a step in the wrong direction. I was never taught that growing up, and to me that would be confusing and blasphemous to hear somebody say, yeah, the Constitution was a horrendously bad idea. It's pro-authoritarian. But if you go back and look at the debates, both the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists said, yeah, we agree that the purpose of the Constitution is to make a stronger, bigger, centralized authority.
It was.
And then they bickered about whether that was a good idea or not. And now, you know, again, it's so sad, and I don't at all mind defending people if they actually think about stuff. It's sad that people can be tricked into cheering the exact opposite of what they actually think it is, because they think the Constitution equals freedom. And if you look at what our constitutional republic does now, I also bashed constitutional republics, it's way worse than things were under a king. And I'm not advocating a king,
what
but
do you mean,
to be worse than that.
When you say it's worse than what was happening under King George, people think of King George as a tyrant.
Right.
And he was certainly painted by as a tyrant by,
right,
you know, American revolutionaries. People that were willing to pick up the arms of their day and shoot in the face their government.
Right. And their law enforcers, shoot the cops because of...
And like, I'm not advocating for this. I'm just saying how thoroughly they believed it.
Right, right. And over, you know, 4% taxation on, like, pieces of paper and tea.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, really?
Those are the kind of taxes we're talking about. Now you're talking about 30 or 40% of your income.
Of your income, everything you make.
Plus the regulations and all those other things.
And the all the intrusive things that King George never dreamed of. But people are so... There's so much pack mentality involved that, like, well, this is my country, so I'm going to, you know, make excuses for it. And, you know, the whole love it or leave it thing, which I also made fun of. It's basically, you know, you're so attached to this group and this piece of dirt that when people point out things horribly wrong with it, you'd rather bash them than say, oh, yeah, that is horribly wrong. We should probably fix that.
The love it or leave it thing seems like a jump in logic to me.
Yeah.
And people jump in logic all the time. This is nothing particularly unusual. The simple fact that I think that the United States government has done some terrible things. like I believe many, many governments have done,
right,
does not mean that I want to live some like I want to live in North Korea or Somalia, right?
Right.
You know, Somalia doesn't have anarchy. Every time they try to set up a government, which they've done again, by the way, you know, some larger organization, the UN, the US, the UK, comes in and kicks it out from underneath them.
Right.
Look, I'm sorry that they keep on kicking this poor, tiny little country in the head, but what does that have to do with me?
Right.
Why do I have to go there again? I mean, like, these are sort of vapid jumps in logic that really don't particularly make any
right.
sense.
But they're emotional things that come from indoctrination. Like, people are trained to feel loyalty to the nation and the flag and these vague things. They don't even think about what they mean.
Right.
And then when you say something's horribly wrong here, that feels like an affront to them, because, like, you're condemning the thing I feel loyalty to.
Hmm.
And the thing is, if what they really want is freedom and justice and the things that they imagine the U.S. is about or America is all about, they would be looking at the government going, that's the threat. The U.S. government is the threat to all the things we actually care about, freedom and justice and yada, yada, yada. And the flag is what the U.S. it symbolizes the U.S. government. So why are we saluting this flag and calling it freedom when it's all the way the exact opposite? I mean, it's totally Orwellian. You know, slavery is freedom. And
if the flag is freedom, the people that claim it need to prove that case.
Right, right. And they need to object, as I pointed out in my talk, they need to object to the fact that the symbol of freedom adorns the offices and the uniforms of extortionists and bureaucrats and thugs in the U.S. and all over the world.
Like, well, I always like what Harry Brown said about it, you know, that the flag was essentially like a gang symbol. I mean,
yeah.
the U.S. government is a gang that flies a flag in front of its offices. That's what separates them from the mafia, where they don't easily identify where their offices are.
Right.
Because it's the dominant gang, so they can identify.
Right.
Where they, you know?
Right, right. And they're the gang who managed to dupe their victims into imagining it to be legitimate and okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only reason, that's the only way you ever get a gang that big and that successful, is if you can dupe your victims into thinking, well, they're our protectors and we feel
sure.
loyalty to them and we're proud to obey their laws and yada, yada. It's all indoctrination. And that's what has to change, because tyranny, the problem is never the few psychos at the top. The problem is always all the people who are empowering them and funding them and going along with what they say and picking
sure.
up guns for them because they believe in authority and have this misguided notion that, like, the troops are fighting for freedom by blowing up little children on the other side of the world, and the cops are defending us by throwing people in cages for having the wrong plan.
It's a crazy situation, and if there were enough people to either ignore them or laugh at them and just try to marginalize these oppressors, they wouldn't be able to get away with half the stuff they get away with, because it does require at some level the consent of the governed. Because if people just keep paying taxes, if people just keep going along to get along and, you know, obeying all the regulations. So I say the reason why businesses have so much regulation to deal with is because no business ever pushed back and said no. They just
right.
all just kept accepting, okay, and we'll follow that rule. We'll jump through that hoop.
Right.
And now you've got 1,000 hoops to jump through, and you're complaining now. But, you know, what if somebody had said no 50 years ago when the first
right.
regulation was put into place? It's not too late to change that. But I think one of the most important things, and this is what I talked about a couple of days ago, is we need to concentrate people. We've got to get people who think like we do in the same geographic area so we can have a greater influence on the population around us. I mean, you've got great ideas, but the fact is, if you're standing on the street corner saying those things, you're just going to get laughed at and ignored, and maybe somebody's going to start a fight with you. I mean, that's the danger of these ideas. They are dangerous. Ideas.
Right, because they're literally blasphemous, because,
right.
you know, government is a religion. It's a cult that people are trained into, and when you commit blasphemy against their cult, they get upset and they get angry and they threaten violence.
But if they're hearing these ideas in different areas, not just from the guy on the side of the street corner like I used to be with honk if you hate taxes sign, but also from somebody at the water cooler at work, somebody, you know, when they're at their
right.
church, somebody when they're at their knitting club, or whatever it is that people are doing, they're hearing it on the radio, they're hearing it on the television, then it becomes more of something they can consider. They can
right,
seriously
right.
consider that idea, so that when later, you know, inevitably when we finally get to more freedom, they'll say something like, oh yeah, I was always with those guys.
Right, right, exactly. And there was a study that shows that, like, if somebody hears something that's unfamiliar and doesn't match what they already believe, they hear it from one person, they'll naturally go, no, that can't be right.
Yeah,
I only heard it from
that's some.
And they hear it from the second person, and suddenly, I think it's over 50%, they go, oh, yeah, I've heard that before. Like, just because that's the weird way our brain works.
Well, in sales, you have to hear something, what, 21 times or something like that?
I don't know which study you're citing here, but I will say that to show how laughable this is, I have set myself up as King Mark the First, intergalactic ruler of all the things, right? And you can go and like my Facebook page, and then you become one of my subjects.
You have a King Facebook page?
Yeah, I do. There's two of them, actually. Somebody else put up a competing one. And, you know, when people salute me as their king, sometimes I wear my crown. So they say, hey, old king. I'll say, loyal subject, you know, and I acknowledge them as my loyal subject.
You this can talk more about that, joke. Your Majesty, in a moment here. This is Free Talk Live. We're here from an archipelago.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. We're at Anarcapulco 2017, third annual edition of this event. My first time in Mexico. How about you, Larkin Rose? Were you here last year or the year before?
Yep, this is my second time that I was coerced into coming down here.
Well, it's
and
been
it too fun the first
time. It's
been
great.
So
I mean, this has been a great crowd, good people, and your speech went over very well this morning. We're talking about authoritarianism. We're discussing Ian and Mark here in our remote studio at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. Mark, you were just explaining your whole King Mark thing to Larkin. He looks very silly, by the way, with a crown and the robe. You get like a robe, too.
I do have one of those royal robe things. They're very nice. But, I mean, you know, when people see me dressed up like a king and act doing sort of kingly things and they like my Facebook page, it's because they're amused.
Right.
They're amused at the very notion that somebody just could claim to be intergalactic ruler of all the things. But what does the United States government, or any other government, truly, if you just look at this notion, what are they doing that is different than what I'm doing?
They have bigger buildings.
They have sign-on. They have people who are, agree with them. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Right,
right. What makes Kim Jong-un less of a intergalactic ruler than today's Donald Trump?
Right. And it's just people believe them and they didn't believe you. And that's the only difference.
It's all belief.
Yeah. And my video, I'm Allowed to Rob You, I point out the same thing about the Constitution, is you think they have the right to tax you because somebody wrote on a piece of parchment, Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes. When I do it, they don't believe me, oddly enough. But it's just a matter of belief and indoctrination. And when you outgrow it, when you step back and go, why do I believe in the divine right of politicians? Like, what? All this, all the mythology about constitutions and elections and the House and the Senate and the President, all this stuff. Like, how does all of that put together equal somebody has the right to rule me? Like, while pretending we're all equal, except those guys have the right to rule you.
There's a disconnect somewhere with people, and we've managed to sort of use it as a wedge when we talk to folks on the air, where they still have this idea that the government can be good, that if they just elect the right people, but you can get them to acknowledge that they believe that politicians are bad. People tend to believe, at some level, that politicians are liars and scumbags and dishonest and, violent. But yet there's some sort of disconnect between their understanding about politicians being that thing, but a larger belief that they have in the whole system, that the system is good, the Constitution is good, and so therefore there's just some sort of problem with these individuals, and we've managed to get them to sort of have that cognitive dissonance moment on the air where Mark will ask something about, well, don't you think that politicians are all scum? And they'll say yeah, and
at least the vast majority of them. If we were in a democracy, that if a majority of politicians are liars and thieves, then you are ruled by liars and thieves.
You're ruled by liars and thieves.
There could be one or two good ones.
What makes you think that's going to change, people?
And I can tell you the exact difference, which is, or the reason for that, which is government is a religious belief. It is a belief in a superhuman deity.
Sure is.
And I point that out, and people go, what are you talking about? It's like, when you talk about the law, you're talking about, and crime, it's like sin. It's sin to disobey that. And you don't say that about people, like the thug who says, give me your car. You don't say, well, that's a law, and to not hand over your car is a crime. But people actually believe, and you can see it in their terminology, like they say, well, I don't trust people. We need government. And I say, what do you think government's made up of? Aardvarks? Like, it's people, and it's people that you know are crooks.
Yeah.
So if you just look at it literally, they're saying, I don't trust people, so we need a bunch of dishonest crooks to violently dominate all of us.
It's crazy.
Nobody would actually say that, but they believe in government because they actually imagine it in this vague, clouded belief system they have in their head. They actually imagine it to be some superhuman thing that keeps us in check. And it's the law, and the terminology shows that they're not just talking about people. It's the law, it's authority, it's our representatives, it's government. And it's this, it really is just this mushy thing.
You talked about that in your book, The Most Dangerous Superstition, which I read while I was in jail for civil disobedience. Great book.
Good place to read it.
I forget who sent it to me, but it's still there, by the way.
It
shows up on the book cart, so when they bring it around to the different cell blocks. And the idea that people believe in this idea of authority, and it's so dangerous that people believe in it, because it does justify the power that these people are exercising, even though they're just people, just like the rest of us. But the whole idea of the state is that sort of religious belief system that you're talking about. The state doesn't exist. Yeah, there's land, but that's not what they mean when they say the state.
Right.
When they talk about the state, they are talking about some sort of nebulous idea, this concept that all of these people have joined into. The ones that work for the state definitely believe firmly in the state. I mean, when you go into court, for instance, you're in church. They have pews. There literally are pews in this court.
There's a guy wearing a robe.
He stands up higher than everybody else. He has
rise
acolytes.
At certain times.
Right?
Yeah, right.
You have these rituals. He refers to himself as the court.
Yeah.
Like, instead of, I think this, right? Yeah. I'm the court. What are you talking about?
The prosecutor does the same thing. They're the state of New Hampshire. They're the state of fill in the blank. They're not the prosecutor so-and-so.
Right. I'm not just some guy trying to put you in a cage.
But you can't call the state on the stand. You cannot question the witness that is against you, the accusing party. It's impossible. Right. It doesn't exist.
If you ask who has been harmed, the victim, they'll say the state of New Hampshire or the people of the state of New Hampshire whatever state.
You harmed a mythical deity.
They'll actually say,
excellent.
The
can we call them to the stand then?
The peace and dignity of the state has been harmed. That's what they say.
Fine, then call the state to the stand. Let's have a chit chat with them and find out how awful this was.
It'd be fun to finally see the thing. We've heard so much about it.
They refer to themselves in the third person as some different thing that doesn't have corpeability, right?
Right.
The state doesn't exist. The court doesn't exist. Well, there's certainly a bench. And all these things,
right.
You know, if I start talking to the bench, then everybody's going to think I'm nuts.
Well, they actually used to hold court in Keene, New Hampshire, until about four or five years ago, when they built a brand new court facility, $10 million,
very nice
facility,
mahogany.
Until then, they didn't have pews. They actually set up the courtroom. District court was in the city council chambers. So the room where normally the council would meet, they'd like move the desks around, and Judge Burke would come into this room where people are just sitting in the regular chairs that they'd be sitting in for the council meetings. So now I'm sure he's feeling much better because he's more protected, and you know, he's got his own courtroom and he can go off into his own
pretend
little
to be
chambers
a deity and whatever. Things like that.
But it just showed, you know, it's all about the idea of the state, not necessarily the trappings. They want those trappings because it gives them the feeling of legitimacy to their victims.
Right, and their enforcers do the same thing. You know, cops will say, hey, you know, I don't make the laws, I just enforce it. This is the law doing it. Like, what are you talking about? The law. So this vague thing floating around that possessed this guy in the uniform, so he has no choice.
It's a paycheck.
He has no free will. And they talk as if they have no free will. Like, I don't have a choice. Like, it's the law, and now I'm going to kidnap you. Like, what's this thing called the law that has you possessed such that you're, you know, forcibly kidnapping people for the dumbest things imaginable?
I have to say I like Mark Stevens' definition best. An opinion backed by a gun. That's the best, shortest definition for law.
Although that's the literal description of it, but nobody seizes that because they're taught to believe this cult notion of authority.
But they're told it's an opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, the lawyers will say this is an opinion. They will refer to...
which they changed. The Supreme Court will overturn its own opinion.
The Supreme Court issues an opinion on whether or not black people can drink from the same fountain as white people.
Right.
And then it changes that opinion on it. But in both cases, somebody will enforce those opinions with a gun.
Right.
And the thing about this is you can never convince anybody who gets a paycheck to do something that doing that thing is bad, wrong. You know, it's very, very rare.
Right.
That would resort to no more paycheck. Hold on. We're going to continue here. You got time, right, Larkin?
Yeah.
All right. More with Larkin Rose here from Anarchapulk.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live as day number 4 of Anarchapulco gets closer to wrapping out. We've managed to pull away the production director. I'm not sure what the right term is for what you're doing.
One of those. Well, you know, I'm up there in the food chain of the media team here.
Doug Scribner is here with us, a.k.a. Ms. Porcupole.
That's right. I forgot about that. I should have brought my sash
down. Have your sash. Yeah,
I
that's
know.
And, of course, the creator of WatchMyBit.com,
right,
who we've had on from a variety of Bitcoin conferences and pork fests and other things.
And I've been following you guys since Florida. So it's been a long-ass time since I've been fans.
And so you've been here throughout the entire conference. We could talk about Watch My Bit here in a moment.
Yeah.
But since we're at Anarchapulco 2017, brought to you by Bitcoin.com, which has been awesome, by the way. It's been just a great conference. Of course, Mark and I are always doing our work here. And so we're over in our corner, remote studio, interviewing people. We get to talk to some of the speakers, but it's rare that we actually get to go and watch them, whereas you are actually producing the video feed that's happening. There are multiple cameras. Mm-hmm. You got a live switcher. We were just talking with Nathan Freeman about that.
Right.
So you've got a live video editor who's switching throughout the different camera angles. You got the stage with kind of like the TED Talk look with the little headset microphone and everything. So you got all this, you know, technology that you're wrangling out there. But that
the
also
correct word is sexy. It's super sexy.
It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks
big
like
screen behind people, just like a TED Talk. Right.
It looks really nice. And you're there running a camera. Mm-hmm. So you've been here probably for every single speaker, at least on the main stage.
I have.
You know, what do you think of the conference, and what were some of the highlights for you?
You know, I like the technical part of things. So last year we had two cameras, but we had to edit them post-production.
Later.
Pain in the ass. Oh, so yeah. It took months to get those out, adding titles. This year we're going live to tape. So like you said, yeah, we got a live switching, two camera shot. It looks like a five camera shot because I keep on moving around.
Right.
You know, it's only two cameras, but it looks like five or so because I'm always getting a close up here, a pull back there, an audience member here, applause over there. Establishing shot here, you know.
That's technical talk.
Yeah,
it's seamless for the people who are watching it. It's professional. It's probably the best way to describe it. You won't be disappointed in the video.
Right, but I have seen every speaker here, and it's never. It's always a great time. Great speakers. Great.
Some I agree with. Some I disagree with, and I like that.
Right, right. I'm finding myself agreeing with more than disagreeing with them.
Oh, yeah, of course.
one thing I noticed, this is interesting, it just came to me, less gold and silver talk this year.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? Which I think is because more Bitcoin talk.
This entire day is cryptocurrency speeches.
But even the previous days, even the Dollar Vigilante was much less on the precious metal side, mm-hmm. More on Bitcoin, but not tons, but still, it was less... So that's an interesting trend that I think I can report on here.
I think that will take us into watchmybit.com, which has shut down.
No. Let's get that straight there.
It's hibernating.
Hibernating. He's a little sleepy bear. He's waiting to wake up later and when the conditions are right?
Okay, but the problem is, and WatchMyBit is was a video sharing website when it was operating that allowed someone to upload content and then put a price on it for someone to watch and pay with Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Very, very small amounts. Your intention was maybe like 10 cents or something. Review.
9 cents up to $10 if you want to, but anywhere in between.
Yeah, and then a portion of that money, most of it, the super majority, would go to the content creators. 75%. So they would, in theory, make more money than they would if they put something on YouTube and got ad revenue from it, and there's no ads.
Right.
So, great idea, great concept. You had to shut it down temporarily until further notice because this ridiculous fee situation with Bitcoin behind the scenes has yet to resolve.
Mm-hmm.
The Bitcoin has yet to sort of pick its path for the future of how to handle this scale issue that they're having where Bitcoin has become so popular, the price has gone up, there's so many people using it, it's maxing out, basically. And something needs to happen. We've had on Roger Ver, we've had on Tone Vase, they both disagree on you know which direction things should go. If you want to weigh in on an opinion of as you know how you'd like to see things change.
Sure. You know, and my company, Watch My Bit, is one of those companies that would benefit from larger block sizes, right?
Sure.
So right now I've got a 9 cent video on there, but it's going to cost you 9 cents plus 36 cents.
To watch it.
That's ridiculous. There goes my business model, right?
Sure.
So you would think I'd be in favor of a large block size heart. I'm not. I'd rather have SegWit come out because it handles so many other issues, and we can get the Lightning Network and side chains.
How long would that take?
It'll take some time, which is why we're hibernating.
Okay.
Right. I'm thinking a year or more.
Yeah.
If we can get the...
You think Bitcoin can handle a year of...
It's been 3 years so far that you know this argument's been going on. The fees have started shooting up within the last, I would say, year, right?
Yes. Yeah. So 36 cents is redonkulous, of course. But I'm
trying to imagine what it's like being a small business owner. You know, say some guy who's sells hamburgers on Main Street in Keene. We got one. And, you know, he takes in Bitcoin. He probably doesn't cash it out very often. He decides to cash out. He gets some kind of huge $50 fee. And this can happen because of multiple addresses and that sort of thing.
That's Roger's example that he likes to use.
And it's a great one. Mm-hmm. And he says to himself at that moment, I've just got a huge percentage. I might as well be paying taxes on this. This is a tax.
Yeah.
This is what it is. This is a tax to a private organization. These are the miners. And, I guess I didn't get into this movement because I wanted to pay new people.
Yeah.
I find it demoralizing.
I agree. But I think we have a solution. I think SegWit's the way to go. I think it's some of the most tested code in history, if you listen to the guys who know they're talking about. That's been on the testnet. It's been released. It's out in the wild. It's ready to go. Whereas Bitcoin Unlimited, still trying to get its hand.
Why are more miners adopting Bitcoin Unlimited than have adopted SegWit?
That's not true.
Yeah, you might have some controversy about even that statement.
If you go to coin.dance, you can look at the blocks that have been mined, and it'll show you. Mm-hmm. block by block. It gives you the totals down below. Here's how many is Bitcoin Unlimited. Here's how many is with the SegWit. Here's how many with neither.
Right.
And last time I looked, which was a week ago, mind you, it may have changed.
Right.
It was like 25% SegWit, 21% somewhere in that range, Bitcoin Unlimited. So
right.
they're pretty much neck and neck at the moment. And SegWit needs like 95%.
It does. Yeah. And that's a problem.
Right. It needs 95%, whereas Bitcoin Unlimited needs like
50.
Yeah.
51.
If even that, because 55% of the miners are currently agnostic and use a version of the software that's...
Day number four of Anarchapulco gets closer to wrapping out. We've managed to pull away the production director. I'm not sure what the right term is for what you're doing.
One of those. You know, I'm up there in the food chain of the media team here.
Doug Scribner is here with us, a.k.a. Ms. Porcupole.
That's right. I forgot about that. I should have brought my stash.
You didn't
down.
Have your stash. Yeah,
I know.
And, of course, the creator of WatchMyBit.com,
right.
who we've had on from a variety of Bitcoin conferences and pork fests and other things.
And I've been following you guys since Florida. So it's been a long-ass time since I've been fans.
And so you've been here throughout the entire conference. We could talk about Watch My Bit here in a moment.
Yeah.
But since we're at Anarchapulco 2017, brought to you by Bitcoin.com, which has been awesome, by the way. It's been just a great conference. Of course, Mark and I are always doing our work here. And so we're over in our corner remote studio interviewing people. We get to talk to some of the speakers, but it's rare that we actually get to go and watch them, whereas you are actually producing the video feed that's happening. There are multiple cameras. Mm-hmm. You got a live switcher. We were just talking with Nathan Freeman about that.
Right.
So you've got a live video editor who's switching throughout the different camera angles. You got the stage with kind of like the TED Talk look with the little headset microphone and everything. So you got all this, you know, technology that you're wrangling out there. But that
the correct word is sexy. It's super sexy.
It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks
big
like
screen behind people, just like a TED Talk. Right.
It looks really nice. And you're there running a camera. Mm-hmm. So you've been here probably for every single speaker, at least on the main stage.
I have.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the
underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, wrapping out day number four, the final day of Anarchapulco. Although technically there are like seminars of sort of a nature where there's one leader like Dana Martin who's going to be doing kind of a unschooling seminar for several hours.
Breakout workshops coming up for the next few days.
Workshops, yeah. So over time. But as far as like the actual Anarchapulco event today is the last day. We've got one of the speakers from today's cryptocurrency focused Anarchapulco, Rick Falkvinge. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
You're the founder of the Pirate Party, and we've spent some time on the air talking about the Pirate Party as this phenomenon that has been relatively new on the scene as far as political parties go. Was it Finland? Where was it created?
I created it in Sweden. January 1st, 2006.
And it recently hit the big news in Iceland, actually, because they had some serious political successes in a recent election there. I imagine you were following along with that.
Oh, absolutely. And I was there for the party, of course.
So yeah, what's the basics for listeners that are just tuning in for the first time? Why the Pirate Party? Is it all about sharing movies? I mean, what is the Pirate Party?
I mean, that you can easily say that it's just a party of thieves and liars or whatnot, because so what the Pirate Party is about is, I mean, a lot of people think we just want stuff for free, right? We don't want to pay for music, we don't want to pay for movies, we don't want to pay for anything. We just want to lie down and have everything served to us. But that's not the truth. I mean, if you're looking at today's next generation, there has never been a generation that's more interested in civic issues than the people who are online today. I would argue that.
I would agree with you.
As in, politicians would say that today's youth is uninterested. That's not true. They're just not interested in the last generation's problems.
Yeah, agreed.
So today's issues are freedom of speech, freedom of expression, the right to anonymity, the right to be untracked, and so on and so forth. And if you want to really boil down what the Pirate Party is about, it is the right for our children to have the same set of civil liberties as our parents had. And they're not getting that today. I want to be really clear. Our children are not inheriting the civil liberties of our parents.
How's that?
They no longer have the right to send an anonymous letter containing something without having it tracked in transit. The mailman is now responsible for contents of letters. They no longer have the right to read a newspaper without the government looking at what articles they are reading, how long and in what order, and what they do after reading those articles. They no longer have the right to walk around on the street without having every footstep recorded for later use against them. And the list goes on. And the reason we're...
You're exactly right. I hadn't really ever considered this, but if 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you know, the NSA or the CIA would have been the organization. The CIA said, Americans, we're going to be opening all your letters and seeing who you're sending letters to. If that was announced, there would have been a gigantic sort of uprising in American politics.
Exactly, exactly. And so I'm talking about analog equivalent rights, as in, when our children are operating in their digital environment, what would that equate to our parents? And why don't our children have the same rights? I mean, when you're posting a link to the Pirate Bay somewhere on Facebook, you're going to get a message saying that you posted a link that is not allowed here, please do something else. If you were holding a phone call 20 years ago, and you were discussing something, and a voice would suddenly break in saying, you have discussed a forbidden subject. Please change the topic of the conversation.
That's creepy.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, but that's what's happening. That
right.
is what's happening right here and now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So this want stuff for free thing, I mean, I'm telling the copyright industry that when I'm arguing that people should be able to send anything anonymously without being tracked, that's because that's rights our parents had. And when the copyright industry goes ballistic saying that we can't make any money if you allow people to send any music or movie or anything else anonymously to anybody you want, I say, I don't care. If you can make a business in the face of sustained civil liberties, you have exactly two options. You get to do another business or you get to go out of business. Mm. You do not get to dismantle my civil liberties, just you can't think you can make a profit elsewise.
But they've been saying this for more than a decade now. And really, they've been saying it for decades. Because I remember a Dead Kennedys album I had, and it said on the back that...
That's the 1970s.
Yeah, the copying music. Music is killing the music industry, so we're leaving this half blank for you to copy music. And I copied music off the radio all
right,
the time.
Right, right, right.
And I gave mixed tapes to my friends, and they gave them to me. And this is how we communicated with each other in many
Absolutely.
Ways.
Absolutely.
And they ranted and raved about that crap. They ranted and raved about sharing music and videos online for the last 10 years. And I've got news for you. The music industry has made it. They're
yeah.
okay. I've
yeah.
got news
Hollywood
for you.
Hollywood is posting record profits right. year on year. Year on year on year.
Right, but they have to stop you from sharing videos
yeah.
because they're not going to make any money, which is ridiculous.
Right. As the data is completely contradictory here, right?
Right.
And I mean, the copyright industry, now the Pirate Party is so much bigger than just the copyright industry, but it sort of happens to be a very convenient symbol because
sure.
that's... where a very public part of the fight happens.
Right. Where do you want to ruin entertainment for everybody?
Right. That's the question that was asked 1905 when the self-playing piano arrived. And the copyright industry said that this is going to be the end of a vivid, songful humanity. End
it's
quote.
It's got to be true.
Yeah.
It's got to be true.
In 1920... the copyright industry blamed the broadcast radio for revenue of record sales going down from its top in the summer of 1929, sales of $75 million to just $5 million 4 years later. This was totally the fault of broadcast radio, which they wanted to outlaw and had absolutely nothing to do with the Great Depression that happened to take place at the same time.
I see.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
The list goes on. Yeah. They wanted to outlaw broadcast television in the 1940s because they had to charge for films in cinemas, and how could they possibly
wow.
compete with free? And like 10 years later, when cable television arrived and you had free television at home, which wanted to be protected at this point, because how could free television possibly compete with paid? The list goes on. The list goes on.
So the Pirate Party, you know, has made an impact, whereas a lot of third parties out there, at least in, you know, you don't live here in the United States, but in the United States, there's the two big parties, and then there's these tiny little third parties
yep.
that are, like,
yep.
scraping at the, you know, the coattails trying to get some sort of traction. you guys have gotten traction in a very, very short period of time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the average time for getting your first representative is 23 and a half years. We did it in 3.5.
Yeah.
I mean, we put two people in the European Parliament and my leadership in 3.5 years. Remember now, that's shorter than one term. We did it on our first election to the European Parliament.
It's amazing.
And
it's a huge success.
Just 10 years later, we were asked to form the executive branch of Iceland. I mean, we not only spread to different countries, we were actually asked to form an executive branch. And it's important here that U.S. listeners realize a crucial difference between U.S. politics, the way the U.S. civic system works, and most of the world. Because in the U.S., you have constituencies where you elect one representative. In most countries, at least in Europe in particular, you have a countrywide constituency where if you get 5% of the votes, mm-hmm. you get 5% of the seats.
The seats, right.
But you also have kind of like the U.S. system where you have two parties, except they're party blocks that are very, very right. closely tied for power. What that means is that if you take a 5% vote wedge in between these two blocks of power, that means you get 5% of the seats. That means you become the kingmaker. That becomes
you could
means
be the
you
kingmaker.
Become the tiebreaker.
Right.
And since
right.
the problem in the first place is that these old dinosaur politicians don't care about the civic issues, don't care about freedom of speech, don't care about any of this we speak about, we would get to sit down and play Who Wants to Be a Prime Minister. And they would see it as extremely cheap to give us all of these civil liberties in exchange for the prime ministry, because the problem in the first place is that they don't care about it.
Wow.
Right. I would agree with
you. That's the game plan, and it works.
So, you were just talking about U.S. politics, and I'm a U.S. libertarian, right? Mm-hmm. And I like to think of myself as a real libertarian, and that anybody who disagrees with me as a uninformed, neck-bearded troglodyte, right? And the Pirate Party doesn't hit on all of my issues, and sometimes I'm part of the U.S. Pirate Party Facebook group, and I love it. Uh-huh. Some of those people think other things than me. What do you think about that?
Well, there are many things that can be said, but another thing that the Pirate Party is die hard on is evidence-based policy. So I think it's absolutely fine if other people think other things than you, because at the end of the day, what we're in favor of more than anything is getting all the data on the table, looking at it together, and then evaluating it. At that point, it doesn't matter what preconceptions we come in with, because we're gonna analyze the situation, we're going to look at it, and we're going to make evidence-based policy.
Rick Falkvinge, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us from the third annual Anarchapulco, brought to you by Bitcoin.com. What a pleasure it has been to be here broadcasting at this event. Ian and Mark here for the very final day. A crowd of nearly 500, according to the organizer earlier, gathered together. A bunch of anarchists, liberty-loving folks, voluntarists, libertarians here. Of course, the synergy is always great in an event like this. You don't want to miss it next year. Anarchapulco.com. And we'll be back live from Keene tomorrow. If you're listening to the podcast, stay tuned for an after show with Paul Puey from Airbits.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.